Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. She introduced me at an interesting talk I gave this week to the Salesmanship Club, the group that runs the Byron Nelson Golf Classic here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I got a whole new appreciation for the tournament and what those guys do. They have a school and just do a great job with the kids that they support there. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when I can work it in today. A couple of interesting stories related to it that I think you might have. You want to call the number for all hours of my 5 hours on each weekend, same number. It's 1-866-444-3478. We talk about green living, and as a part of green living, of course, landscaping and gardening and pest control and things around the house are all part of that. Compost making, environmental issues. I got some news we're going to talk about chemical companies and some of the problems that they're having, which I'm kind of delighted about. And a couple of ways we still have some real problems. In fact, the current administration has just approved the use of GMO, genetically modified food, even more. And everybody thinks that group is really on board with the environmental stuff, but they're not any more help than the other side. They're both bad when it relates to food issues, and we'll talk about that some. There's some bad news there. The good news is that we can help you grow your own crops and get in touch with people that are doing the natural organic approach and not using the toxic chemicals and synthetic fertilizers and GMOs and all that kind of thing. And we can also give you some advice on where to go and buy products that, like paints and various kinds of finishes, floor systems and all that for your home that aren't toxic and all that. The Green Living website, green-living.com is the website for the online store direct. You can just go to our website, which is dirtdoctor.com, and connect there and see a lot of the products that we recommend. If you're thinking about doing something around the house and not sure whether it'd be the best thing to do for you and most cost effective and the cleanest and what's not going to lead to problems, information about the products and other things is on dirtdoctor.com and also the Green Living connection there. And if you can't find the products in your area, wherever you are in the country, you can get them mail order right there at the Green Living shop. And if you have any questions about it, you can give me a call and talk about it on the air. We have a cooking class coming up for those of you that are anywhere near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's about sold out. I think there's a few seats left open. It's this coming Saturday downtown at the Farmers Market. Amanda Love and I are doing this class. She's going to be doing the talks about cooking and nutrition and recipes and help you with all that kind of thing. There's going to be a real good lunch provided for the people who come, and membership in the Dirt Doctor's Ground Crew, one of my books, and some bag of goodies that are samples of products that I recommend, all that. I'm going to be talking about growing the food crops. I'll be talking about vegetables, of course, but I'm going to concentrate on fruit and talk about trees. Fruit trees and things like that, woody plants, how to plant them and how to correct them if they weren't planted right. I'm going to bring in some examples and show you some of the latest and greatest on the products and programs that we recommend. You can find out all about that if you happen to be in this area, or can get to this area by going to dirtdoctor.com, and the purple button over there on the left will tell you all about it. Amanda Love is our nutrition expert and friend. She's a She's a cook. She's a chef herself, into organics big time, and it'd be fun to get together and have this event together. Hopefully, and then we've already been asked about it from some people in some other parts of the country, and if things go as well as I think they will, we'll probably be doing similar events in other parts of the country. I had a one-day illness. It was something I wanted to talk about a little bit because one of the controversial things I get into is some of the health issues. I've got pretty strong opinions on certain things. What I had was about to embarrass me. I thought, well, I'm going to finally have to eat crow and admit that I contracted the flu, or at least a bad cold. I had a one-day deal where I at night I had chills, felt bad, even felt a little nauseous, and went away. It was there less than a day, so it wasn't flu, wasn't a cold. I don't know what the heck it was. I think it was a combination. My wife had it at the same time, so it was probably some kind of food poisoning. She doesn't totally buy into that. She thought it was some kind of real fast flu bug, and I guess it's possible, but even that has a good story behind it because we, with our organic nutrition and supplements that we can talk about a little bit, got over it real quick. But I think it had more to do with this last really cold spell, really hard cold spell that came in. I generally react worse when there's a warm front coming in. I'm kind of a human barometer. Only time I get any kind of headaches and sinus issues is when that happens, and it's not nearly as bad as it used to be before I got into all the clean kind of nutrition and supplements that I'm into. But it was funny that our situation, hers went away in about the same length of time. She had it about at the same time I did. Mine went away fast. And then yesterday she got a call from one of her associates. She's in the residential real estate business. And this person she was talking to, she was saying, oh, I'm so sorry you feel so bad. It was obvious she just was in bad shape, had the flu, and it had been there a few days. And I heard Judy ask her, and she didn't want me to hear it, I don't think. She asked her if she took a flu shot. And I could tell that the answer was yes. Well, if you've heard any of my stuff in the past, read anything on the website, you know that I don't approve of taking flu shots. And it always stirs up a hornet's nest when I bring this up because there's a lot of people that don't agree with it, and that's fine if you don't. But the situation about me that is probably worth knowing about if you haven't heard me talk about it is that I've never had a flu shot. Now, I was in the Marine Corps. I was in Parris Island, and they stuck a bunch of things in us, and I wasn't in any position to argue, and there may have been a flu shot involved at that time. That was back in, 1969, I guess, is the year that would have happened. But before that, my parents in Pittsburgh, Texas, and I have no idea how they developed that approach because they weren't into organics really at all. They were just into not spending more money than they had to, I guess. But we never had flu shots when we were kids. And then I never have had one since that time. Logan, my daughter, and who's also my announcer on the show that you just heard, has never had a flu shot either. And we've never had the flu. So is that rare? Yeah, probably. It probably has something to do with, one, genetics, but also diet. I've always been a pretty good eater, even before I learned how to eat organic and clean food. I was a good eater. I remember when I was growing up, when I was in junior high, probably even before that, but I remember that any time I went out with my parents, it was something that nobody taught me. I just decided I was going to do it. I would order something off the menu that I'd never eaten before. Just real inquisitive about all that. And I kind of bragged about it to everybody. You know, a lot of my friends ate hamburgers and hot dogs, you know, for every meal, same kind of thing. And for some reason, as a kid, I got into wanting to eat a lot of different things. And Some of them I didn't like, didn't eat them again, but most things I developed a liking for. I was also one of those kids that grew up eating liver and onions and gizzards and things like that that a lot of the people, you know, would never think about eating. Now, I don't eat those kind of things now unless I know where they came from, because those kinds of things are filters in the animal. And if you're not getting grass-fed organic animals, you don't even want to think about doing that. We'll talk about health and nutrition issues just a little bit more, same line of thinking when I come back, and then other things. Whatever you'd like to discuss, give me a buzz if you want to. If not, sit back and enjoy the show. I'll be back after this. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems is one of the most important products that I talk about, and the reason is it works so great. I use it with Garrett Juice to drench into the soil. It's especially good on any plantings that aren't doing as well as you would like for them to. It's good for herb gardens, vegetable gardens, all landscaping, potted plants, and even orchids. Go to alphabiosystems.com or give them a call at 888-265-7929 or check with your local retailer. Thrive should be there.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some very important pet information for you. Munster Natural cat food and dog foods all do one very special thing. Besides satisfying your pets, the Munster products improve the health of your pets. These products have more flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 of any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the products, citric acid and rosemary extract. Not just in the fats either. As with most dog foods, all the way through the product, Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations: the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The yellow bag is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. By the way, my dogs like them all. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic ingredients and is found in the black bag.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices are CDC, BME, SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're talking about health, continuing on that a little bit. My tea this morning, I realized that I need to stick with one of the teas that's ever since Logan lived in Argentina, especially Buenos Aires, when she started getting in drinking a tea called yerba mate. They call it yerba mate. It's a tea that people down there load up into various kinds of little mugs. Some of them are made out of gourds, and some of them are ceramic. Everybody's got a different kind of thing. And they literally fill the whole container up with these tea leaves, and they carry around a little water bottle that has hot water in it. And they just keep adding hot water to the same tea leaves basically all day long. They use a lot of sugar. They use some milk products too, but sugar is the main thing that they add. And Logan got me interested in it, and I like the flavor. I add honey, and that's all my tea is this morning, is yerba mate and honey. I make it like I make any tea. You can buy yerba mate at most grocery stores. And try to get organic, of course. It's pretty interesting because yerba mate is holly. It's a holly leaf that's ground up into fine particles. And I have not taken the time to look into exactly which species, which variety of holly it is. But I like it. It's got a little caffeine. It's got a little bit of kick. So if you're on a no-caffeine kick, which is – it's good to not do too much. I do drink coffee. I do drink regular tea. I do drink caffeinated drinks, but I don't do a lot. I only drink coffee in the morning. I love to make my own coffee. I do beans that I get from the Green Living store, as a matter of fact, and grind my own. I have a French press, and I'm not sure that's the only name for it, but it's the only name I've ever heard. You grind the beans into not real, real fine. You stop short of how people would normally grind the coffee beans, and you put them inside this French press. You bring water, like I do for tea, to almost a boil in a glass kettle. Very important. You can use stainless steel, but don't use aluminum or anything like that. Glass is the best, and there's a glass kettle that's in the Green Living shop that if you can't find one, they're sometimes kind of hard to find. We tracked one down after the first company that we used to recommend went out of business. But you put that almost boiling water in over the the leaves, let it steep for as long as you want to, and then strain the leaves out, and it makes a great tea. I put the honey in at the end, not in the beginning, because that really almost boiling water will damage some of the good properties of honey. So let it steep for a while, and just before you're ready to put it in to your cup or into your thermos to take for the day or whatever, put the honey in at the last minute, and then there won't be a lot of damage to the, you know, the hormones and the living part of the honey that's so good for you. Another thing related to drinks and to health, and I just saw some new research that came out on this the other day, and I think we probably have added it to DirtDoctor.com in the news area. If not, you can do a search for it. But there was just recently some additional news that wasn't any surprise at all about the negative impact to your health from soft drinks. And everybody said, oh, you're picking on soft drinks again. Yeah, I'm going to pick on soft drinks forever because I don't drink them at all. I think that's one of the reasons I don't ever get colds and flus. I don't drink them ever. And the reason is they are sweetened with two things that are really, really bad for you. If you drink the diet ones, they are sweetened with these artificial sweeteners, which are as bad as anything that's involved with the products. And if they are sweetened, they're sweetened with something that is a monumental disaster to the nutrition of people out there, especially kids, and it's called high fructose corn syrup. And we're making a little bit of progress, I think, lambasting this stuff for what it is, because they're actually running ads trying to talk about how good it is, you know, trying to offset the negative publicity that's building and building and building and building, because the research just continues to avalanche on top of how bad this stuff is. It comes from corn. It's made from the processing of corn, the corn gluten meal that is kicked off as a byproduct that is the, you know, the natural weed and feed fertilizer that I've got some issues with, too. It's acceptable in an organic program, but I got some issues with it about its cost and about its effectiveness. But it comes about during the making of high fructose corn syrup, which is in all the soft drinks out there. It's in all the candy bars out there. It's in all the everything that's out there that's a processed food. And then one of the main things you can do to improve your health, if you're not perfectly healthy, you can be. And this is one of the main things that you can do is stop eating anything that has that stuff in it. Do I occasionally eat something that has in it? Sure. I mean, when I give blood down at Carter, which I am late doing, and they're always mad at me because I got the rarest blood in the world. But when I give blood, they tell you to drink some juice and sit around for a while before you leave and eat a candy bar. And they've got some candy bars that are quote-unquote health candy bars, you know. You need to look at the label on even those things, even those that are so-called health bars. If they have high fructose corn syrup in them, don't get them. Do I eat them occasionally there? I'll eat a bite or two and then toss them in the trash and eat and drink a little orange juice. Let's talk health a little bit more when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, right after this.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bamboo cutting boards, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient lighting, and natural pet products. The place you'll find all the products you need for your organic lifestyle is at the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com. So log on to the DirtDoctor.com and visit the Green Living Store today.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Back with you. Let's keep talking about this health stuff and stirring up this pot. It's important, especially during the winter. Of course, we're about to ease out of it. We're finally having some nice weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've had the toughest winter we've had in a long time. I think the last time we had a winter this bad, this cold and this many days freezing was 1983 and 85, and it killed a lot of plants. It hurt a lot of plant tissue, completely killed a lot of things, and it killed that year. It killed some plants that were very well adapted here even, and the reason was that it was 90 degrees before the blast rolled in, and it got really cold, and it stayed really cold a long time. Oh, I forget exactly how many days it was, but it killed live oak trees and hollies and a lot of big things. I think we're going to have a little damage this year. Some of you in other parts of the South, probably the same thing. Those of you in the North are used to it, and plants you use probably are used to it. But if you've got any questions about any of that stuff, we can chat about it. There's not much you can do after the fact. When things thaw out, which they are, get on the organic program. Those of you who have been organic have a protection because the plants have more complex carbohydrates, more trace minerals, more sugars, in other words, in the plant, and there's more protection from all kinds of stresses, and that includes cold stress. So from this point forward, start using the dry molasses, organic fertilizers, Garrett juice, Thrive products, those kind of things in the soil, whether you have potted plants inside, outside, or full landscaping, farms, gardens, ranches, whatever, it works. The program that we recommend works on all scales better than any other program there is, and that includes from a cost standpoint. Back to the health thing, the drinks. You know, I talked about what not to drink. You say, okay, smart guy, what do you drink if you don't drink soft drinks and things like that? Well, like I said, a coffee and tea, limited amount, not all day long or anything. Clean water is the main thing. We drink filtered water. I recommend filtered water very much. This Aquasana thing that you'll see on our website and all, they have water filters that are very inexpensive that sit on the top of your counter, go under the counter to up to whole house filter systems. And the whole house system they have is very affordable. Judy and I paid 20-something years ago of thousands of dollars for a whole house system that's not as good as some of the ones now that are around $700-$800. So that's something I'd strongly recommend that you put in your budget to add. And if you can get the whole house system, it's better than just doing it for drinking water, because the contaminants in water, whether it's pesticides or heavy metals or pharmaceuticals, get into your body more efficiently when you shower and bathe than they do when you drink the stuff. So anything you can do will help, but if you can do the whole house thing long term, that's a big health improvement that you can make for your skin and your overall health. Also, add honey. I add vinegar. I add vinegar. One of my health things that I do, I have a health drink, and it's on the website. It's under Howard's Healthy Drink on the website and in the nutrition area of DirtDoctor.com. And it has changed recently. It's one of the things I'm going to be talking about at the cooking class. It has changed because one of the main ingredients is not available anymore. There used to be a product made by the Missing Link people, who make a product for birds and dogs and cats and horses and various things. Well, they had a human formula. It was a flax-based product. Terrific. I was a big fan. And it was sold under a name other than the Missing Link. It was sold under the name Omega Basic or something like that. Not on the market anymore. I have no idea. They were having trouble with the FDA or something. I don't know what it was. It was a great product, but it's not around anymore. So I'm talking to Marty Whittakin, who does a show on another station here in the Salem group before I do. They have a protein product. If you go to the dirtdoctor.com and that button down on the left-hand side about the organic grocery, you can go in there and see some of the products, including the protein thing that they recommend now that I'm going to start using and see if I like it as much as the Missing Link. But my drink contains something like the Redmond Clay, which is also on the websites in the Green Living side. I think it's a great soil amendment, and it's a great thing to take internally both. And it is labeled for human consumption, and you can see it on the website. But I mix clean water together with some vinegar and with the clay, the Redmond clay, and I put some kind of juice. I've become a big fan lately of sour cherry. Judy read something somewhere about how great sour cherry was, and I like a whole lot of fruits. I don't do as many fruits during the winter as I do in the summer. And that's one of the things Amanda Love at the cooking class is going to talk about, in that, you know, fruits are supposed to be eaten in the season where they're growing, you know, when it's warmer, rather than in the winter. Eating some and drinking some juices is fine, but you don't want to do as much as you do when it's warmer in the spring and summer. And some of those issues are going to be part of her presentation. But to do some kind of a good fruit drink, fruit juice with your health drink, the sour cherry is good. Cranberry is great. I'll do pomegranate. Those are the top of my list. But and then I grow pomegranate, and I have my own pomegranate fruit during the growing season. But those are the alternatives. Beer and wine, I drink some. I'm trying to learn more about it and trying to get to the point where they're using organic beers and wines, and they're available. Problem is, they're not as easy to find, and they're not as good in some cases as the ones that still are not totally organic. What's going on that's interesting in the wine industry is that most of the growers are using organic growing techniques more and more. It's getting to be kind of fashionable, and one of the reasons is that it works better, just like I preach all the time. They get better quality grapes. They get a higher complex carbohydrate. They get better Brix reading. In other words, sweeter grapes when they use organic fertilizers and organic techniques. Logan, as I mentioned, lived in Argentina for about a year and a half. And in Mendoza, the wine capital out there, they don't do – you don't run into very many places bragging about organic growing techniques, but then they'll turn right around and say, we don't use any pesticides at all. The soil and the climate is so perfect, we're growing things organically, kind of, you know, out of benign neglect. Now, they're probably still using synthetic fertilizers and could improve the quality even more by doing that, but it's one of the reasons why I like the Malbec wines. There are some Amanda just taught me a couple of weeks ago that if you want to drink a beer that has not been pasteurized, which is good, just like we recommend with milk and cheeses, dairy products, and that's right, we recommend raw things, not pasteurized products. There is a non-pasteurized beer. It's called Sierra Nevada from California. I didn't know it. She told me about it, and it's on the label. I just never had noticed it. Talks about the pure ingredients and all that kind of thing. Even that stuff, do it, you know, under control and to a limited degree, obviously. But, yeah, there's always alternatives that can work and help your health program. The probiotics, and we're going to have some at the cooking class for people who've never tried it. They're going to be for sale, not to give away. It's a valuable product. But the probiotics from Dr. O'Hara, I'm really a big fan of. It's good stuff. The probiotics really help that flora in the gut, just like we try to improve the biological activity in the soil. It does the same thing for humans. You can do the same thing with your pets, obviously, but this product is specifically for humans. You can see it on the Green Living Shop at DirtDoctor.com, and you can go to the website. The probiotics people have a website that has even more detail than we do, but we're connected to them, so you can go that route. The next newsletter is going to be about plants, but it's going to be about healthy biological activity of the soil relative to plants. We have a program that we recommend for trees. If your trees have been planted and planted improperly or fertilized with synthetic fertilizers and thus the beneficial microbes are not there in the root system and the plant's not growing like it should be. It's alive, but it's not growing, not producing flowers or fruit. If it's one of those kind of trees like it should, you can fix it. You can do what's called a sick tree treatment, and it's a program that we developed to help save photinia that were dying all over the South, and it worked very well, and we then turned it into being something that worked well for all kinds of trees. And I haven't updated it since 1909. I just noticed the other day somebody asked me about a tree that was in trouble, or maybe they asked me about a photinia, and I pulled up the web site and pulled up the sick tree treatment off the website. If you go to the home, where you find it easy, go to the home page and under organic guides, you'll find all my recipes that I recommend, the basic program, fruit and pecan tree program, rose program, all that stuff, but also the sick tree treatment is there. And when I pulled it up, I noticed that I hadn't updated it since 2009. So I'm updating it. It will be the next newsletter that comes out. My newsletter is free. You send me a email, and we've got your address, and that puts you on the list if you want to be there. So you can also fill out the little form there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. We do it weekly, about Tuesday, usually. It comes out one subject at a time, and the next one that we will be doing will be the sick tree treatment. We were going I had one that's kind of slipped through the cracks. There was one I was going to do on sapsuckers damaging trees, and we'll do that one right away as well. Always have a different subject. You can see all the past ones by going to DirtDoctor.com and going into the newsletters archives. They're all right there for you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. 1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you, and I want to work in a couple of these news items that I told you I would, and I'll tell you maybe a little story. And I want to talk about consulting. A lot of people are contacting us from around the country to help go organic. We have a new company called the Natural Organic Warehouse that's helping with that consultation and making the products available at basically manufacturers' prices and helping people with getting into all this, and we'll try to work that in before the end of the hour. But first, Monsanto voted worst corporation of 2010. Again, this came out, and I had a copy of it, and I buried it, and I didn't talk about it on the air very much, so I wanted to point it out. Beating out a host of corporate criminals, Monsanto garnered 38% of the vote to win the 2010 spot in the Corporate Hall of Shame from using aggressive legal tactics to intimidate and bankrupt local farmers, to its reckless promotion of genetically modified organisms. The list of Monsanto's abuses is long, and the negative impacts to human rights and the environment are staggering. Add a 40-year track record of defiant production of dangerous cancer-causing chemicals from Agent Orange and PCBs to Roundup and BGH, and we have ourselves a winner. Electing a winner isn't enough. Thousands upon thousands agree. Monsanto must change its practices. That's from Corporate Accountability International this past month. And apparently they've won that award more than once. This genetically modified thing, by the way, if you're not noticing the news, has just gotten completely out of control. The current administration's approving it and talking about it being just no problem. We do not have a political party that is any help at all on this issue, genetically modified stuff. And then the other one I wanted to tell you about is Bayer Crop Science to reduce its operations. And this is an interesting story. It's good in a way, but just needs to be a lot more of this kind of thing. The Bayer Crop Science Company announced that it was closing certain manufacturing facilities dedicated to carbamate chemistries in Institute, West Virginia, and is shutting down its Woodbine, Georgia formulation facility. The carbamate family has been largely substituted by other products. That's the bad side of the story. Promoting a review of the company's carbamate business strategy following an agreement with between Bayer and the Environmental Protection Agency, they agreed to phase out Timic brand insecticide / nematicide. The production of certain carbamates is no longer economically viable for the Bayer crop science. So they're taking some really nasty things off. Timic, which is Aldicarb, active ingredient, and it is one of those products that's used on potatoes. And I guess the best way to tell you how dangerous that stuff is I've got some friends that are in the potato business, and putting that Timic on in the soil when you plant is taken up by the plant and can kill potato beetles up on the top growth of the foliage. So guess what? It doesn't bypass the potato part of it either, and so it's in the food. Now, are they changing over to organics? No, but at least some of these chemicals that are so incredibly dangerous because they're so systemic are at least starting to look like they're going away. The carbamates are the things like 7, and they say that Bayer Crop Science plans to continue supplying its customers with Timic in the U.S. and other markets worldwide until the end of 2014. That's another part of the negative thing. The company intends to continue marketing 7 based on active ingredient supplies from other sources. So they're not getting out of these two horrible chemicals, but they're cutting way back on their own production, and at least it's moving in the right direction. For those of you who have never heard me talk about 7, go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. And look at the poison of the week. Over on the left-hand side in the column, there's a skull and crossbones there. It's called poison of the week. And you can go in there and see the ones that we've put on over a period of time. And 7 is one of the first ones we put on there. 7 has been marketed through the years brilliantly to be a very safe, low-toxicity pesticide, and it's anything but. I know a lot about it for a couple of reasons. One, it's the product that killed all the thousands of people in Bhopal, India in that accident years ago. But also, my father-in-law worked for the company. And so he died of cancer years ago, but he worked for the company quite a number of years that made 7. So stay away from those things. You can learn about them. All the basic ones are up there. We're going to continue to add them to the list. If you have a suggestion for poison of the week that we can add, do that. The rest of the website's all the positive stuff, what we recommend instead, what works better, the organic fertilizers, the organic pest controls, the products that you put in the soil to stimulate biological activity, the planting techniques that we recommend that are better, and then just general green living, all the healthy things around the home you'll find in the Green Living Shop. And if you have some suggestions about anything that we need to add, let us know that as well. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. To get our newsletter, it's free. Send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And if you have a suggestion on a subject for us to cover there, let us know. We like to work with the suggestions from the listeners.